Morning, everybody. How are we doing? So obviously the focus this week will be a road game. We haven't won a road game yet. It's a divisional game, NFC game. All those things are extremely important to the success of our football team in this season. So, you know, we've been harping on that a lot this week. And, you know, going through our game plan on special teams, we know that the, you know, playing indoors a little bit different than we've had so far this year. And even though our, you know, philosophy on special teams doesn't change a whole lot, it's how we approach the game with the specialists, the returners, the punter, kicker, snapper, that sort of thing changes a little bit. But, you know, we're excited to play a divisional opponent and hope we get to go get a win.
Did you see something different with Blair Walsh last week? He didn't miss a kick.
Yeah, he put them all through the uprights. That was the big difference. No, he, you know, when you look at it, he's 9 of 11 on field goals. I think he's 9 of 10, if I'm not mistaken, on PAT. So what is that math? 18 of 21. So he's hitting the ball well. He had a good 2 weeks of practice, you know, he had a good 2 days of practice during the bye week, and he had a good week of practice last week. He's got, you know, he's starting to get his confidence back, and I think he felt really good about the game, and obviously he kicked well, he kicked off well, and he was a huge factor in that win.
Do you think having that bye week and maybe just a week to settle things down really helped him out?
You know, we kind of mentioned that last week that the bye week came at a good time for us. You know, we had the 5 preseason games, 4 games. It was a 9-game deal, and it was a good break. And, you know, our guys came back refreshed, including Blair, and turned out well for us.
What does Detroit look special team-wise?
They're good. They, you know, I think their punter's outstanding, especially indoors. Their kicker, I coached Matt in Denver. I think he's an excellent field goal kicker. You know, Sam Martin, he can kick off as well. You know, Abdullah scares me. He's a really good return man. He's got great feet. He was one of the top returners coming out last year that I evaluated. He gave a really good report, excellent report on him because he's so good at what he does. I know he's had some ball security issues, but, you know, if he gets his confidence and he gets going, he's going to be a really good returner in this league. So we got to hope to slow him down.
When a team hits a fake punt like they did, does that bring heightened awareness of it, or do you figure, you know, no one does it 2 weeks in a row?
No, there's heightened awareness, absolutely. I think we have heightened awareness every week, and we build – every time we put our punt return team out there, we're alert for the fake. We don't run a lot of 6-box looks anyway, which are easy to run the fakes against. You know, Chicago was in an 8-box look, and they're ready for a fake that coach there has run before when he was in Houston. It was more of a up-the-middle fake, and they ran it to the outside. So it was well-designed. You know, Chicago had a guy that almost made the play, and obviously if he makes that play, they might have won the game. So there's a lot of heightened awareness, Mark, absolutely.
Have you seen a team do it 2 weeks in a row?
I don't recall, but maybe St. Louis. I mean, the Rams fake it. It seems like, you know, they have something in the game plan every other week. They have something in game plan every week that you have to be prepared for. But I think different coaches have different philosophies, and Coach Caldwell called it for his team last week, and it worked out well for him.
Could you make sense of what the Colts were trying to do on Sunday night against the Patriots?
I don't want to get into that. You know, I have my own issues to be concerned about. I didn't even see that play until yesterday, to be honest with you. We're trying to get a game plan going, and you know, I think Coach McMahon does a great job in Indianapolis. I think he's an outstanding special teams coordinator, and it was an unfortunate situation where they had a substitute go in that was not versed in what he was supposed to do, from what I gather. But you know, I don't want to get into all that stuff because I think, you know, if you start judging the way other people are coaching, then something's going to come to bite you. So, like I said, I got my own issues that we have to deal with here.
With Diggs kind of having a more increased role on offense now, are you still going to be able to use him a lot on special teams?
Well, we weren't using him a whole lot. He was on the punt return team last week, a couple reps, and then he was playing so much offense, we needed to take him off and put his sub in. You know, he's a young man that wants to be on the field. So if he's involved more on offense, then we'll, you know, decrease his role on special teams and vice versa. You know, if they're not using him as much on offense 1 week, and I'd love to get him out there. You know, whether it's covering a kickoff or a punt as a gunner, punt return, we had him on the interior last week for a couple plays, and he's such a talented athlete, you'd love to have him out there.
Mike, when do you know who's going to be inactive?
Well, we have an idea, you know, early in the week based on injuries. And then as the week goes on, we have in our staff meeting, the head coach goes over it with our staff. You know, Coach Zimmer does a great job of understanding the importance of special teams. And so he lets me know early enough in the week that, hey, this is what we think, plan accordingly. And then if there's changes like there was on Sunday, and then we always have to have guys ready. Like today we practice our kickoff team in the walkthrough, and I was in kickoff return as well. We're subbing guys in and out just in case, you know, guys are playing more on offense, more on defense. I always have to have guys ready just in case that situation arises, whether they're being involved in their respective sides of the ball or if there's an injury.
Time for two more. In the Denver game, after Blair missed his first kick, Adrian kind of pulled him aside, it looked like, and was talking to him. Do you know what was said there?
Yeah, he threatened him. No, I'm just kidding. I really don't know what he said. That's a private conversation between those guys. Right after the miss, I think it happened, and I was walking the other way because I was afraid of what I might say to Blair. So I got to give myself a couple minutes to relax because I'm kind of an emotional guy. But, you know, I'm real proud of Blair and all his hard work, and he's come back with a great mental makeup after the bye, and hopefully the sky's the limit for him and our football team.
How would you evaluate McDermott so far?
I think Kevin's done a great job. You know, he's very conscientious. He's gotten a lot better with his footwork since the spring. He was never taught some of the things that we do with our center, with our snapper. You know, he's a good enough athlete to do that. You know, we're not asking him to do a whole lot in coverage except to be over the ball if that happens. But he can really snap the ball. And so I'm very, very pleased with where he's at and where he's going.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.